Hi, this is Yvonne Pran from Effective Church Communications, and this course is the 5 steps of effective church communications and marketing, and how they enable your church to create communications that will fully fulfill the Great Commission. Few things are worse than an unfinished job. Kids are told to clean their room, a task is assigned to an employee, church volunteers are recruited and given something to do. We expect tasks to be done when these things take place, but when they aren't, it is really upsetting. But are we doing that to Jesus? That's the question I'd like to open this course with. Our task was summed up really clearly in what we call the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20, where he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." We can summarize this in 2 parts. Go, or evangelize, this means to tell people about Jesus and help them come to know him as Savior. And then second, to make disciples, to teach them everything about the faith until they become a disciple, a mature reflection of their Lord and Savior. Question we need to ask then is, how well are we doing on fulfilling these 2 tasks? And to be honest, in the church, we've got a lot of unfinished business. Few churches today would describe themselves as filled with disciples, people who reflect Jesus in all they do. We might have a lot of people attending the church. Perhaps we even have a number of conversions. But are these people real reflections of Jesus? That's what it means to be a disciple. It's to be Jesus walking around in our bodies today, in our world. And if most churches are really honest today, we don't have a whole lot of disciples. Discipleship, though, we need to remind ourselves, becoming like Jesus is not something that is optional. In 1 John 2:3-6, it says, "We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person." Pretty strong words here, but it goes on. "But if anyone obeys his word, the love for God is truly made complete in them. And this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did." That's what it means to be a disciple. This is an essential. This is how we can show that we love the Lord and that we are in him. In Ephesians 2:11-13, this is addressed more to the church overall, and it says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." Sometimes in the church we assume that maturity, that discipleship, it's only for the super spiritual types. It's only for the pastors or the people who are in leadership. But no, the Bible said this is a goal for everyone. Now, what are we supposed to do to make this happen? As a church, what can we do? Well, in addition to introducing people to Jesus, we must all commit to helping believers in Jesus become mature disciples, those who reflect him in every area of life, in the church and out. Now, how do we do that? Now, church communications isn't the whole answer, but it's an essential part. A church can have the greatest preaching, the greatest people, the most fantastic programs, but if they aren't communicated both to the outside world and to your congregation, no spiritual growth will take place. You need a communication ministry that will help your church fully fulfill the Great Commission. Sadly, though, That's not the case in most communication programs today. Most communication programs, most of the stuff you see on the web shouted and advertised and promoted and on and on and on, it's simply chasing the latest trend, the latest social media, the latest tech tool. That's what so much is about. Just do this and you'll grow your church. Do this and you'll get people in the door. Do this and whatever. But focused on discipleship, we don't see that a lot. What I'm going to share with you, though, and this is based on literally decades of working with churches in communications, seeing what works, what doesn't, and being very involved in my own church in growing people to mature disciples. This strategy will attempt to give you a timeless foundation, a North Star for all that you do. And our strategy to do this is the 5 steps of effective church communications and marketing. This is a program that I have literally spent decades developing. This is the latest version of it. I've kept it somewhat the same, but I've recently simplified it and just tweaked a few things to help it, I trust, be much more accessible to you as you implement it. The 5 steps of effective church communications and marketing, their purpose is to enable your church to create communications that fully fulfill the Great Commission. And these steps are 1, invite, 2, inform, 3, include, 4, instruct, and 5, inspire. Now, we'll go over them step by step. That's what this course is about. But first, I want to go over a few things that are important for each step. First of all, each step is accomplished by a variety of communications in both print and digital formats. One isn't more important than the other. They're both very important. Now, the second thing, though, to keep in mind is the specifics of design, style, and content. We're not going to talk about those because those are determined by your church size, your personality, your denomination, your style. And let me assure you that in the many years that I've taught church communications, that I have seen literally untold thousands of examples, it's amazing what God uses. What works perfectly in one church would not work at all in another. What one church thinks is very professional and great looking, another church just wouldn't like at all. So we're not going to get hung up on any of that at this point. How the communications look, how many are digital, how many are in print, what technology you use. Again, this can vary tremendously. That's not what we're focusing on. What is important? You've got to have a vision, the direction, the process, that everything you do keeps the North Star of fully fulfilling the Great Commission as your goal and focus. You see, most communication programs don't have anything like that at all. That's what I want to give you, and that will make everything better. Now, let me go over the remainder of the course and how we will accomplish this. We're going to go into a description of each step. Then I will talk about the key communications in each step. Next, I will give you tips on how to make the most of that step. Now, let me just say, this is sort of frustrating for me in that it is simply an overview. There are so many more things I would like to talk about, but I am intentionally limiting myself because we could literally spend hours on each one of these topics. But this is an overview. I want to give you the big picture. There is much, much more on the Effective Church Communication site, effectivechurchcom.com. There will be additional classes on every one of the topics that we cover. So if you're not signed up for the newsletter on the Effective Church Communication site, please do that. Go to the site, look up any of these topics in the search box. There will be articles, there will be samples, there will be templates on everything that we talk about. Now, as you take the course, below this video, there will be PDF notes for the entire class, and there will be a PDF of this chart, of the 5 steps chart. I strongly recommend that you download it now so that you can access it as we go through the different steps. There will also be audio files of each lecture after the video that you can either listen to it that way or you can use them for review. Before we get started, some important reminders. Don't get distracted by the details until you get the big picture. I know it will be very tempting. I will talk, for example, about something like your website, and you'll think, oh, I'm not doing that, or maybe I need to do this, or oh, that's a great idea, and whatever. Make yourself a note, but don't get distracted. My goal and prayer for you on this course is that you see the big picture first. Don't, again, focus on design, looks, or layout. I intentionally do not have any examples of things in this overview course because that's not the most important thing. People don't like to hear that, but once again, that varies tremendously with where you are, your audience, and your culture. That's not what I want you to get out of this course. You can fill in all those things later, and they will change as the years go by and as trends change, as your audience changes. That's not what you're to focus on. Also, don't be overwhelmed by what you need to do. Remember that saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We will go through a tremendous amount of material, but you don't have to accomplish it all at once. Just bit by bit, and you will greatly improve your church communications ministry. And once again, don't be frustrated with this overview. There's a whole lot more for you on the Effective Church Communications website. And next, let's now start the process with step number one. Invite.